I had a little talk with someone the other day.
Okay.
Naturally, I
Naturally.
won't say who.
Oh, that's nice.
And this little talk gave me the occasion to expand upon this epiphany that I had not too long ago.
All right. So, what is the epiphany?
I was absolutely sure about every single relationship I've ever been in, but absolutely unsure about the ones that didn't even start.
There is an idea of a show, a working concept, a finished product. This is the beginning, perhaps of something great. But until we reach that goal, this is
simply
a big, bogus podcast.
Yes, sir. This is season 14, episode 12 of Big Bogus Podcast. I am
Well,
Mighty Blackwood.
Why the cadence?
Why the questions? That, ladies and gents, is my
Why?
conscience.
Okay, hello.
For this final episode of the first quarter of 2024, we bring you a bonus, as we've been doing for the past few episodes
Indeed.
So far.
Okay.
So, no guests as usual, as has been our practice for many a year now. But the topic today is rather juicy. We're going to be talking about confidence, what it is to be sure, and what it is to be unsure, and what the likely results are of either side of the coin. I, in my youth, and I'm talking early days, early days, before I even knew myself, I never suffered the pangs of having a lack of confidence. I was extremely outgoing.
Was it?
Yeah, times change, people too.
Indeed they do.
Yeah, man. So what I'm saying is that when I was a young boy, I was an extrovert,
You did mention.
But for a time, I was also an introvert. And then, I realized being an introvert is extremely selfish.
Oh my.
Anyway, along the way, I have learned very, very important lessons about what it is to be confident in oneself, one's abilities, one's environment, and what it is to be the opposite of all that.
Yep, you did mention.
But in no way has it been more clear to me that, you know that phrase, oh, well, if you think you can or you think you can, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Sure.
In no way has this been more clearly true to me than through the lens of my intimate and romantic relationships. I'm not a fan of that word romantic. It's just so icky. Just like that word icky is icky. It's cringe. It's just so soft. Anyway, let's get on to the topic at hand. I was given advice to a certain person not too long ago, and
As is the usual case.
That's true. I mean, that's practically what we're doing right now.
Unsolicited too.
Yep. Anyway, so this person has questions about relationships. I won't get into the details of that,
That's good.
But it came to me that I had the perfect advice for this individual.
Okay, and?
Well, it's that this individual suffers from a lack of confidence. Not in general, but definitely in the way of relationships, intimate relationships, romantic relationships. So I had to put it to this person like this. I have never once been with any person that I didn't feel absolutely confident I could be with. And vice versa, every single person I've ever wanted to be with,
Okay.
romantically, intimately, and never got with. It has been because, deep down secretly, but for sure, I knew I didn't deserve that person, or I wasn't up to being with that person for some reason, or that person might not choose me, or whatever the fuck the excuse was. Well, I just knew deep down,
you didn't really want her.
You know, this might not work between that person and me.
Okay.
And so I actively and passively, subconsciously and otherwise, blocked all my blessings and projected my insecurities and did everything in my power to prevent myself from having a chance with being with the person of my desires.
Okay, a little example.
Fuck an example. Let us use a hypothetical situation. Suppose you're on vacation and you have the chance to take a little plane ride, a little Cessna ride across the lake to go and visit somewhere. And the so-called pilot steps into the plane and you step into the plane. And then this person is fidgeting around and looking unsure about the controls and whatnot.
Okay.
Would you take that flight, or would you find another way across them waters? Seldomly do I experience what can be summed up as love at first sight, or, you know, infatuation, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, this is true.
So, I do have perfect recall of every single time I've ever been infatuated with someone, or in love with someone, you know? Now, no greater lesson have I ever gotten from someone I was in love with or infatuated with.
Go on, yeah.
Than the lesson I received from someone a very long time ago that I would see maybe once a week.
Go on.
During the course of our day jobs, our paths would just cross, and eventually we got to talking and, you know, getting coffee at the same spot, this, that, the third. And after a while, I realized, wow, this woman is fucking fascinating. I mean, she is gorgeous. She's even the right height. She is interesting to talk with. I mean, wow.
Wow, indeed.
And I would only see her once a week, and sometimes once every other week or something like that, because, you know, someone else would take her place from time to time. We didn't work at the same place or even in the same location. She would drive into town and do her thing. After a while, when I realized I really like this chick, I used to live in the area she comes from. I wonder how it would be if she and I were together. Now, mind you, deep down, I knew I was not, for whatever reason, probably good enough for her. But I hoped, you know, I wished. And so I made a decision. I was like, you know, I cannot be this pathetic. I have to make a move. I have to let her know how I feel. And hopefully, if she feels even a little bit the same way, maybe there's a chance of something. Something. I don't know. Just something more meaningful to our relationship than chit-chatting, shooting the breeze, saying hello and goodbye once a week.
Imagine.
And imagine I did. And it was consuming me, so I had to say something to her.
Indeed.
Anyway, 1 week came by where she showed up after, you know, a week or two of not showing up and someone else was in her place. Soon as I saw her, I went up to her and I was like, oh, you know, there's something I got to tell you. She's like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, you know, whenever I see you, I just get so nervous around you. I just,
whap, whap.
I know. I was projecting my lower value to her, and she handled that with extreme class. She was just like, pretty much, you know, she heard me out like a real one, but she was just like, first of all, when it's right between two individuals, you should not be nervous at all. You should be extremely calm. You should be yourself. So that's the first thing.
Uh-huh.
And the second thing she said was, in response to me, you know, trying to get her number and all this, she was just like, I have a man, and unfortunately, I don't think he would look too kindly on me taking another man's number and becoming friends with him. Also, I just don't have the time to be making friends across town and whatnot. I know. She's just like, we're not going to meet up and, you know, hang out or anything like that. So I'm sorry to tell you, but, you know, thanks for letting me know how you feel.
Whap, whap.
Crushing.
Certainly.
Crushing, but deeply appreciated.
Indeed.
And that kind of sort of haunted me for a little while, and I never really understood exactly what she meant. But all these years later, I totally get it.
Okay, what do you get?
I get that I was nervous because I was not confident, and I was not confident because I knew there was no value that I could have brought to her.
Apparently.
And I therefore projected that lack of value. And she saw it, and she chose to avoid it. You see, deep down, we are all each intrinsically aware of our abilities. We are aware of our potential. And we are aware of...
The time we're wasting? Get on with it, man.
We are aware of...
Wow.
What we can handle. We're aware of what we deserve. So we walk around with... that kind of air to us. We project what it is we are confident about, and we project what it is we're not so confident about. And this show of confidence or lack of confidence really reaps us the rewards we deserve. And, you know, we can walk around thinking we deserve otherwise, but there's no hiding what we are confident about and what we're not confident about. And certainly, even if there is hiding it for a little time, you can't hide that shit forever.
Okay, well said.
If you like someone, you already know deep down whether you are capable of being with this person or not. Intrinsically, you know if you have what it takes to be with that person or not.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, a lot of us walk around with this idea in our heads that we can be with anyone we want, but that's not true. You can only be with the type of person you're experienced at being with, unless by some random happenstance you get to know a person that's totally out of your league and you realize this person is not who I thought this person was, and we do get along and we can be together and blah, 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 blah.
Indeed.
You realize this person is not out of my league. You realize, oh, this person is down to earth, man. But it's not that the person's down to earth. It's just that you didn't know the person at all until you got to know the person for real.
Okay.
And with knowledge and experience comes confidence. And with confidence comes the projection of higher worth.
Okay.
Value.
Yeah.
And that person that you desire picks up on that.
Sure.
I mean, best case scenario is you're not going to be nervous and sweaty palms having and not knowing what to do and all this detrimental stuff if you are confident that you know what your value is and how you're going to present that value to someone else. I mean, really, all I'm saying is either you're sure of yourself or you're unsure of yourself. And the only way to be totally sure of yourself is to have experienced the thing that will make you, shall make you, sure of yourself.
Okay, sounds legit.
Experience that thing the right amount of times, too. I mean, who the fuck is going to hire you as a home run hitter on a baseball team if you've never hit a home run in your life, huh? How are you going to be confident to go up to bat and be trusted to hit a home run out of the park type situation if you've never done it before?
Indeed.
How are you going to have confidence in yourself? And even worse, who's going to have confidence in you? In all my life, I have only ever been with the women I have been absolutely sure I could get.
That tracks.
And after all this time, I am now absolutely sure there have been lots and lots of women I could have gotten but didn't have the confidence
or
to get.
Real desire.
And now that I look back in time, I see how I could have gotten them.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, wow, it is all about what I believe I can do versus what I believe I cannot do. You're either sure of yourself or you're unsure. And the things you get out of life that are within your control are directly related to your level of confidence.
Okay, how do we wrap?
Well, we wrap by saying the thing that I said to this person who needed advice about his confidence.
Which is?
Stop wasting your time pining and wishing and hoping about things and people you know deep down you don't deserve.
There is an idea of a show. A working concept. A finished product. This is the beginning, perhaps of something great. But until we reach that goal, this is
simply
a big, bogus podcast.
There really is no substitute for experience. You see, experience begets competence, and competence begets confidence. And when you're confident about yourself, suddenly you know who you need around you, and suddenly you know what resources you need around you. When you have those things sorted out, you tend to avoid all situations and people that make you unsure.